Cité Ed Tamen, on the edge of Tunisia's capital, is considered one of the poorest places in this small North African country. Accurate statistics are hard to get, but it's safe to say that many young people here are just scraping by. 29-year-old Bessam is luckier than most. He has a job as an engineer for a French company. But Bessam says his brother, who has a master's degree, was unable to find a job in Tunisia. He now works in Qatar, washing dishes in a hotel. Another Ed Tamen resident, 17-year-old Selim, is still in high school. He hopes a change is afoot in Tunisia, where weeks of protest overthrew authoritarian President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali will bring a brighter future.
This new government maybe could change my future, my job, all my dreams. Because the last government of Ben Ali, it's not good.
It was literally a spark that ignited what Tunisians call their Jasmine Revolution, the self-immolation of a young man who was prevented from selling vegetables. His story struck a chord with many young people who became the driving force in ousting Ben Ali on January 14th. Ed Tamen was one of the first neighborhoods to revolt. Mansouria Monkefi, head of North African and Middle East programs at the Paris-based French Institute of International Relations, says the frustrations of Tunisia's youth, their lack of jobs, free expression, dignity, and power, are mirrored across the Arab world, where 70% of the population is under 30 years of age. Mokefi says this young population is making history. She believes the Arab world is witnessing its first real independence movements. Youths are beginning to take control of their destiny. Just about everywhere you go in Tunisia, people will say they are proud. Proud of toppling the Ben Ali government they hated. Proud especially of their young people. It was the young people who changed things, this woman in Ed Tamen says. The editor-in-chief of the Tunisian news magazine Réalité, Zayed Krishen, said he was astonished at the younger generation.
On pensait, nous, les adultes, un peu politisés.
Krishen said older adults like himself thought Tunisia's youth were uninterested in politics, that they lived in their own world. Tunisia's revolt is now inspiring uprisings across the Arab world. There have been a string of reported self-immolations in Algeria, Sudan, Yemen, and Morocco. Eyes are now focused on Egypt, where tens of thousands of protesters are calling for 82-year-old President Hosni Mubarak to step down.
La révolution en Tunisie a été vraiment une démonstration de maturité.
Analyst Mokefi says Tunisia's revolution reflected a maturity, even an elegance, of those who led it. She does not see it being replicated in Egypt, where the younger generation is poorer, less educated, and more frustrated. Tunisia's revolution is far from over. The interim government has promised elections 6 months from now. But the youthful leadership on the country's streets is not reflected in politics, where many known figures are middle-aged or elderly, including opposition heads. But analyst Mokefi, for one, is upbeat about Tunisia's future. Tunisians living overseas are heading back home to help rebuild their country. She is confident a new, younger leadership will emerge to steer it. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Tunis.